Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Lamed Vav, we are up to Sif Yud Beis, the top line on page Kuf Pei Beis, the page following 362. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Beis, Te'enim sheyavshu bi'ibehen, figs that dried up while they were still attached to the tree, v'chein ilon sheyavshu peirosa bo, and so too any other tree that its fruit dried out on the tree, Hatolesh mehem b'Shabbos Chayiv. So even though the fruits have dried up, but they're still attached to the tree, if you pull off that fruit on Shabbos, you are Chayiv. Afal pi shehem ka'akurim l'inyan tumah. Even though l'gabe the laws of tumah, it's considered as if it's detached. L'gabe detaching it on Shabbos, it's as if it's still attached. Says the Mishaburah, Sef kata nunhei b'ibehem, pirish b'chiburam de'anaf. They're still attached to the branch, and they have dried up. Sifkotun and Vav, the Mechaber says an interesting thing. First he tells us the din of Te'enim, and then he goes on and says, so too any other tree with fruit. So says the Mishabura, Shir HaLoshan Kenhu. The lacking of the Loshan over here means to say like this, V'chein hu hadin kol ilan sheyavshu. So too any other tree, besides the Te'ena, so too any other tree has the same din. V'lav dafke Te'ena, it's not specifically talking about a Te'ena. That is pshat number one. That is a simple reading of the Mechaber. Ubenishmas Adam Kosov Sheto Soferhu. The Nishmas Adam writes that there's a mistake over here. Vitzaruch Lomer, what it really means to say is V'chein Ilon Sheyavash Ubo Peros. So too, if the tree dried up and there are fruit on it. Ulefizeh, according to this pshat, according to this girsa, Meikara Ash Meinon Doha Ilon Lach V'raka Peros Nisyapshu. The Mechaber is starting off talking about figs, but he's talking about a case where the tree is still moist and only the fruit became dry, it's usser. The achakach ashme'inan, and then the Mechaber is telling us a bigger chiddush, that afilu ha'ilan atzmo yavish. Even if not only the fruit are dry, but also the tree has dried up, afilu hachi choshev kemechuber, it's still considered as if it's attached to be an issur d'oraisa to detach it on Shabbos. Sifkoton nun zayin, if you detach it, you are chayiv. Kosav Magen Avram, the Baasovim Yeveshim Modu de Ketlushim Dami. So, as opposed to the fruit that we're discussing in the Mechaber, the Magen Avram writes, but if it's grass, so when it comes to grass that is dried up, there everyone agrees that it is as if it is detached. Vatolesh mehem Putter. And if you pull out the dry grass, that is only going to be Putter Aval Aser Issed Rabbanon Aval Aser Rabbanon. Even though you're putter from a carbon, it is an issed rabbanon. Aval issed rabbanon yesh afilu ba'asavim. By grass, although there will be no issed araisa, like by the dried out fruit, but there will be still an issed rabbanon. V'lefa'omim yesh gam kein chiyuv chatas b'zeh. Sometimes, zakta mishavura, by dry grass, there could even be a chiyuv chatas an issed araisa. K'moshe bi'arti bi'bir alocha, like I explained in the bi'ar alocha. If you peek at the Bi'ar Loch over here, across in the beginning of Sifkaton Nunhei of the Mishabura, so he writes, V'ayin the Mishabura, Masha Kasati B'Shem Magen Avram. Look in the Mishabura, what I wrote, B'Shem Magen Avram, Le'inyin Asovim Yveshim, Le'gabe dried out grass. De'lukuliyam, according to everyone, Hainu Afodas HaRambam, Binu according to the Rambam, it's Potter. Mikomokom Poshet, still says the Chavos Chaim, it's obvious, De'imhu Arad Didei, if we're talking about a field that is yours, it's your land, v'husode de lavagam, and it's a field, it's not a swamp, shemisyape hakarka al yidei zeh, that you're beautifying the land by pulling out the dry grass, chayiv mishum choresh, you will be chayiv midaraisa because of plowing, afilu al tlishas asovim kolshehu, even by pulling out any grass that is dry, v'afagav de lo mechavin liapos, and even though your kavona is not to beautify the field, psikreshehu. So Zakta Chavetz Chaim, there are times that even dry grass will be an Issa Daraisa. If it's your field and you're beautifying the field, so that would be a separate Issa, not of just pulling off, not of Tlisha, but not of Ketzira, but the Issa would be of Harisha, you're beautifying the field, like plowing a field. That could be a possible Issa Daraisa. Continues the Mishabura. Fourth line of Sivkata Nun Zayin. Bitzolim Shedarkon Lehishtaresh Ba'aliyah Sheyesh Bo Ofer. Onions, that it is their way to take root on a second floor where there is dirt. V'nishtar shusham, and they in fact took root. V'gam rotze b'hashrashasan, and you're happy they took root. You're happy about it. You want it. Hatolish chayev. If you pull those onions out, you're going to be chayev deraisa. Afal gav shekola botzel megula. Even though the entire onion is really revealed, the ein derech gidulam bekach. It's not the way an onion usually grows, that the whole onion is revealed. Still, once it took root and you're happy about it, it's an issa deraisa to pluck it. Aval inoflo aleha mapolas. But if there was some kind of thing that collapsed over the onions, v'niskasu ha'imo shel ha'betzolim, and the bulbs of the onions got covered, the ha'olin megulin kiderech gidulam v'nishtar shusham, and only the leaves are now visible from the outside, like the way they normally grow, and these onions took root, afilu einu rotze b'hashreshosam chayev kemoshim ha'inu tuam asada. Then even if you're not happy with the fact that they took root, you're going to be chayev medaraisa, as if they are planted in the field, because lemaisa, they did take root in a normal way. They're covered, just the leaves are showing. That's a normal way of planting onions, and therefore, that will be a chiyav daraisa, even if you're not necessarily pleased with the fact that they did take root. Sifkata nun ches. So the Mechaber told us that the dried fruit, or the dried tree with the fruit, is going to be an issa daraisa to pull it off, even though they are as if they are uprooted and off the tree legabe tumma. So says the Mishabura Pirish, Tumas Ochlim. We're talking about the tumma of food. The lo mekabli tumma b'mechuber. Food is not mekabli tumma while it's attached to the tree. V'zeh choshev ketolush. So lagabe tumma, when it's dried off, it's considered detached. That is now mekabli tumma. But lagabe tlisha, it's considered attached. So you have the chumras both ways. You have the chumra of tumas ochlim, even though it's still attached, it's as if it's detached. But you have the chumra that it's also to pluck it off as if it is still attached. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Gimel, Oser lehishtamish b'tzadei ha'ilon. Now we're going to discuss the tzadei ilon. It does not mean the size of the ilon, as we'll see in the Mishabura shortly. It means things that are stuck into the tree. Those are the tzadei ilon. So says the Mechaber, it is oser to make use of tzadei ha'ilon, aval b'tzidei tzadei mutter. But if it's things that are attached to the things that are attached to the tree, then it is mutter. This is a very practical halacha for us. Lafika, therefore, Osir lismo chasulam letzidei ha'ilon, it is forbidden to lean a ladder against the tzidei ha'ilon. Here, tzidei ha'ilon, as we'll see in the Mishabura, just means the side of a tree. You cannot lean a ladder up against a tree. Dichisolik bei mishtamesh betzadim, because then when you're climbing up the ladder, you're being mishtamesh with its tzidei ha'ilon, because the ladder is directly connected to the tree. However, if there is a peg that is stuck into the side of the tree, you can lean the ladder before Shabbos, as we'll see, against the peg that's in the tree, because the peg that's in the tree is considered the tzadim, the sulam is tzidei tzadim. So basically the general rule is, you cannot make use of a tree, as we learned in Sif Aleph of this Siman, and you cannot make use of anything that's attached to a tree. But something that's attached to the attachment of the tree, it's going to be okay, and therefore you can make use of it. Explains the Mishabura Sif Kata Nutes. That's where the Shir officially gets up to tonight. Let's see the Mishabura. Sif Kata Nutes, Bitstadi Ha'ilon. So we said it's Asr Lishtamish Bitstadi Ha'ilon. What is that? Pirish? Dover HaTochuv. Something that is stuck into the tree. O kosher b'ilon, or that's tied to the tree, nikri tzadei ha'ilon, that is called tzadei ha'ilon. Aval dofnei ha'ilon atzmo, but the walls of the tree itself, lo nikri tzadin, that is not called tzadin of the ilon, eloguf ha'ilon, that is the ilon. The sides of the tree is the ilon. The tzadei ilon is a thing that is stuck in, or that is tied to the ilon. Vitzidei tzadin, and that which we're more lenient about, which is tzidei tzadim, hu davar hanishon bedavar hatochlov ba'ilon. It's something that is leaning on something that's stuck into the tree. V'chein misbar b'divri ha-mechaber l'kamei, and that's how the mechaber goes on to explain it. Sivkotan samich. So, osir lismo chasulam, ein aloshim meduktuk, the loshim ha-mechaber hover is not exacting. V'shir ha-dvarim de'ein lismo chasulam le'ilon me'er Shabbos. What the mechaber means to say over here is that you cannot lean a ladder against the tree before Shabbos, lalos ala b'Shabbos. Because again, if you're leaning a ladder against the tree from before Shabbos, so the ladder is directly against the tree, that's a tzadin of the ilan, that's off limits, so you can't climb that ladder. Because when you go up there, you're using the tzadi ilan. Velismo chasulan b'shabbes v'vaday aser. To lean the ladder against the tree on Shabbos, that's for sure aser. Afilu eino somcho be'ilan gufa. Even if you're not leaning the ladder directly against the tree, it's going to be aser. Rak al hayoseid hatakua bo. Even if all you're doing on Shabbos is leaning the ladder against the peg that's in the tree, that's aser on Shabbos. Dizehu gufa mishtamish b'tzadei ilan mikri. That's called making use of the tzadei ilan, because you're making use of the pegs that are in the tree by leaning the ladder against the pegs. So leaning a ladder against the pegs that are in the tree is going to be usher on Shabbos, because that's making use of the pegs. That is making use of the tzadei ilan that is usher. Sivkotan samach aleph letzidei ha'ilan. We said again in the Mechaber, you can't lean the sulam against the tzadei ilan. Pirish ledofno. This is talking about before Shabbos, leaning the ladder against the tree. So it's talking about the tzidei ha'ilon, that is the wall of the tree. Sivkotan samach bez. Mutter lismoch. The Mechaber then said, but you can lean the sulam against the peg in the tree before Shabbos, and then it will be considered that the ladder is the tzidei tzadim. Zokta mishavura hainu, the mutter lismo sulam yair Shabbos. You're allowed to lean the ladder from before Shabbos on the pegs that are in the tree. Lalos olav b'Shabbos, in order to be allowed to climb the ladder on Shabbos. Mishum dehavale yasei, because the peg is the tzidei ilan, and the ladder is the tzidei tzadim, it's mutter. V'yizor shelo yaniach raglo al ha-yasei, you have to be careful not to place your foot on the peg. Ella al shlovei hasulam. You can only stay on the rungs of the ladder. You can't start stepping onto that peg that connects the ladder to the tree. Kedei shelo yehei mishtamish b'tzadim. You don't want to be making use of the tzadei ilan. You only want to make use of the tzidei tzadim. Now, a few points over here in the notes. Number one, note number 51. So he says, the afsha shlivos bohen hu ola eina nishanos al ha'etz. Even though the rungs of the ladder that you're going up are not leaning directly on the tree, the Shaar Tzion said earlier, Shasulam kul nechshav kekli echad hanishan al eitz. The sulam is viewed as one piece. So if the sulam is directly on the tree, the sulam is off limits. Even though the rung is connected to the ladder, connected to the tree, we don't view the rung separate than the ladder. It's one ladder on the tree, and that's all considered tzadim. That's going to be aser. Note number 50. The chevel kfisa kosher bi'ilan. So you have a clothesline. You have a clothesline that's attached to a tree. So it's tied onto a tree. Rishon Zalman Arbach says, "Shenechshav kitzidei ha'ilan va'aser l'shamish bo." You cannot put anything on that clothesline because the clothesline is directly on the tree. Aval im ha'chelev mechuber lagalgal. But if the string is attached to a wheel, which is attached to the tree, v'ha'galgal mechuber li'ina l'idei mismar v'kadomeh, and the wheel is nailed into the tree, so mutter litlos begodem ala chevel, then you can hang clothing on the string. Ba'ofen she'enis r'shtichas begodem livosh kemavur le'el. As long as there's no problem of drying out clothes, because that's the Maris Ayin problem that we discussed earlier in Shin Aleph, Shachevel eino nechshav elet tzidei tzadim shel ha'ilan. In this case, when the wheel is in the tree and the string is on the wheel, so that string is the tzidei tzadim, and the string is mutter to be used. Mikom makom aser limshoch as hachevel ulagalgalo. However, you can't be drawing the string. Kevan shemezis es halgalgal shenechshav ketzidei ha'ilan. Since the wheels are directly on the tree, you can't move the wheel. So you can put something on the string, which is attached to the wheel, it's attached to the tree, but you can't move the string because that's making the wheels move, and the wheels are the tzidei ilan. And next part he says, but of course if there's something attached to the tree, and the wheel is attached to that, so then the wheel is also the tzidei tzadim, is going to be mutter. More practical application for us, sometimes a person has a zip line in their backyard, or they have a swing that's attached to a tree. So again, if it's just a swing that's hung over the tree, so that's tzadei ilan, that's aser. You can't use that on Shabbos. But if you put your swing in, that you tie some kind of metal or something into the tree, and then you attach your swing to the metal, which is attached to the tree, then the swing is 100% mutter, as long as the tree is not going to move. We'll see that tomorrow. As long as the tree doesn't move, that's going to be okay. A zipline will be the same thing. If you have big, strong trees that are not going anywhere, and you have two pieces that are attached to the tree, and then the zipline attaches to that, again, that's tzidei tzadim, which is mutter. So a person has to be careful. If he has a hammock, any of these things, it depends how you put it up. It could be aser, it could be mutter. If the hammock is tied directly to the tree, the hammock is aser on Shabbos. If the hammock is attached to a metal piece that's attached to the tree, the hammock is 100% mutter on Shabbos. We'll stop over here. We'll continue with the rest of Sif Yud Gimel and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor HaMakomos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.